I call myself Africa's most adventurous woman. That's also what I'm called by people in general. But I think it's part reality, part projection.
I want to work with Jacob, man. If I work with Jay-Z, then I can die.
I think that one of the biggest challenges for radio broadcasters here in Nigeria is capacity building.
Interesting conversations.
Interesting people.
My name is Fumi Oyatogun.
It's your boy Ricky Artens, the future Nigerian rap music.
Hey, my name is Fola Folaya.
This is Local FM Meets
with Tony Doe.
My guest today is Fola, the favored woman for Lion, an experienced radio broadcaster and chief facilitator of the Broadcast Radio Masterclass.
This is Local FM Meets
with Tony Doe.
What inspired the Broadcast Radio Masterclass?
So BRMC was inspired by my love for teaching. I've always wanted to inspire knowledge to, you know, impact other people. I never feel comfortable if I'm not, you know, making sure that people coming after me are taught, are inspired by what I do, and you know, find a spot to activate their dreams. And then when I found myself in broadcasting, you know, I met a couple of people who opened doors for me, who, you know, created platforms for me to grow, and they gave me the opportunity to do that. And so when I found myself in that spot, I also realized young people would come to me asking for spaces, asking to intern. Some of them didn't even know what they really wanted, but they just knew that they wanted to be in that space. And I felt like, okay, if I gave them an opportunity to also share that platform, also learn one or two things, they'll find their feet, they'll know who they really want to be and what they really want to do. And that's just the simple inspiration behind BRMC. It's the desire to create opportunities for other people and give them an opportunity to learn.
What makes BRMC stand out from the rest?
Okay, so what makes BRMC stand out from other training agencies? Well, I would say that we're very personal in BRMC. We're not all about, you know, just training you and giving you lectures or telling you what to do. We want to see you succeed. And so what makes us different is we make it personal. We make it as plain as day. We teach you exactly what you need to know, and we guide you and provide mentorship. We answer your questions. We take into consideration where you are at that particular moment. For some, you know, they're just coming up. Some already have a little bit of experience. Some are totally clueless, and some have a little bit of guidance. So what makes BRMC different is we understand these differences and we make accommodation for them.
Well, we used to have a podcast a short while back, and you know, it inspired a lot of upcoming artists at the time. Will we experience the Dear Artist podcast again, given the surge of new acts and various conflicts arising?
I really don't know. I'm exploring so many things. Yes, there's I have a podcast now called Everyday Lagos, and I will touch on a few music industry issues on that podcast. Basically, because I have so many things that I am interested in addressing and looking into, and I will not be able to physically create a podcast for every issue, I created Everyday Lagos to allow me touch on everything and anything. It's basically just me expressing myself on so many issues that concern me or that interest me. So, well, we might not have a Dear Artist podcast, but we will have issues about the music industry, the music business on Everyday Lagos. I promise you we will have that.
Whose music is Fola listening to now?
Whose music am I listening to right now? I'm listening to so many people, really. There's this young gospel musician called David G. He has this particular album called Yahweh. For some reason, that album speaks to me in so many ways. So I'm listening to David G. I'm also listening to Nathaniel Bassey. I like gospel music, but not all. I have specifics that I listen to, and those two for the moment are speaking to me. I'm also doing a lot of East African sounds, just exploring music from across the continent. So you won't be surprised if you hear a lot of Sauti Sol on my playlist. Some local artists from Uganda and Rwanda as well, because I have a certain interest in those areas. So I'm listening to some music from there. I'm also listening to Salif Keita. I'm also listening to some old music from Hugh Masekela. I've been paying attention to his music because I think I like his sound, really. And from Nigeria here, Simi is high on my playlist right now. A lot of Tenny the Entertainer, because she's just phenomenal. I think Tenny is fantastic. So there's a lot of Tenny on my playlist. I can play her songs over and over again. Same thing with Simi, same with Dekunle Gold. I love me some Rick Hassani. And of course, my ultimate playlist king is Brymo. Yes, if you know me well, you know that I'm a Brymo fan. So I listen to Brymo a lot. All his songs, all his albums are definitely a heavy feature on my playlist.
What are the biggest challenges for radio broadcasters?
I think that one of the biggest challenges for radio broadcasters here in Nigeria is capacity building. And beyond capacity building, we also have remuneration and also the attitude that broadcast media owners have to broadcasters generally. So let me start with capacity building. We do not pay enough attention to, you know, to empowering our broadcasters. A lot of media organizations do not send their broadcasters for training at least once every quarter or every year. And even when broadcasters find time or find these trainings and apply to go, there are no, you know, training allowances, there are no compensation for getting trained. Some actively even discourage broadcasters from going for training. And I think that's one of the major reasons why we have a lot of mediocre broadcasts on our radio and even television, because we're not building capacity. And the industry is growing. Things are changing at a very, very fast pace. And our broadcasters are not catching up. For me, I even think that the law of diminishing returns is setting in. That's what I think. I think we're getting worse. We're not growing or getting better. Yes, technology is improving, but the broadcasters are not. That's one. Secondly, remuneration. Broadcasters are poorly paid. I've said this over and over and over again. Media owners do not want to pay for some reason. I don't know. They keep looking for excellence, but they don't want to pay for excellence. And you can't get that. If your broadcasters are underpaid, they will not be motivated to do good work. And that's the truth. They'll keep looking for opportunities outside and other things to do to supplement their income, and it will affect the quality of work.
Why don't we have radio conferences here in Nigeria?
Why don't we have radio conferences here? Why? So many reasons, but honestly, I think we just don't pay enough attention. I feel like this is a sob for me, really, because I've been thinking about this. I actually drew up plans to have one last year, but you know, for circumstances beyond my control, I couldn't. I just might, you know, maybe by the end of this year or next year. But honestly, we really need to do that. Radio conferences are places where, you know, broadcasters should come together. People, stakeholders in the industry should come together and discuss and grow and change things and make things happen. We need it. We honestly do. And it's time we do something. Maybe start small. Maybe not on a large international scale like, you know, Radio Days or Next Radio. But we can do something here for ourselves locally. And I think I'll look into it. I am looking into it. That's the truth. I actually have like a blueprint for one. But to activate it, there's just so many things pulling at me right now. That activation, you know, seems to be difficult. But I take this as a challenge. I will do something. We will do something.
Do you prefer music or talk format radio?
Okay, I don't know really, because I love music radio. I think music radio is fun. I started out doing music radio and then graduated into talk radio. So both are still very much my favorites. If I were to pick one, I'll probably pick talk. I'm grown now, so I'll pick talk.
If you had all the resources required, what kind of radio station would you build and why?
I think it would be talk. But of course, not, you know, not hard, straight talk. It would be a blend of talk, music, largely commercial, but definitely talk would be heavy. It would be talk heavy, definitely talk heavy.
What would your talents require?
The kind of broadcasters I would hire would be professionals. 100% professionals, but of course I'll give room for growth as well, give room for training, give room for people to develop and build their own personalities and, you know, and careers from there. I look forward to doing that someday, you know.
And now for a quick this or that. Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? Cardi B.
Keke Napep or Okada?
Keke Napep or Okada? Definitely Keke Napep, please.
Uber or Taxify?
Uber or Taxify? Taxify or Bolt, yeah.
Pizza or shawarma?
Pizza or shawarma? Shawarma.
Suya or Asun?
Suya or Asun? Definitely Asun.
Grilled fish or catfish pepper soup?
Grilled fish or catfish pepper soup? None of the above. I don't eat fish, at least not any of the ones they use for grilled fish or catfish pepper soup. So, sorry, none.
Thanks for listening to
Local FM Meets
with Tony Doe.
Bye-bye.